We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here with that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that sales at U.S. retailers rose more than expected in October as consumers bought more motor vehicles and other goods, but the previous month's figures were revised sharply downward. Total retail sales increased 1.4% last month, the largest advance since August after dropping by a revised 2.3% in September. Gasoline station sales were flat in October after rising 0.9% in September. Core retail sales, excluding autos, gasoline, and building materials, rose 0.5%, advancing for a fourth straight month. This morning, the National Oilseed Processors Association says the U.S. soybean crush was 155.26 million bushels in October. That's an increase of almost 48 million bushels from September and up about 12 million bushels from a year ago. Exports in October of soybean meal were 702,000 short tons, a gain of 373,000 from September. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 10,368, is up 97 points. The NASDAQ, 2,192, up 24 and a quarter. And the S&P 500 is at 1,106, and it is up 13 and a quarter points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Rebecca King in Galesburg at 309-341-5007. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And as I look at the rain gauge for Friends Plaza, Ed, I see 0.4 inches. And that would be as what, 1 o'clock overnight, right?
Well, midnight. Midnight's midnight again because we're on standard time. Okay. But that rain gauge underreads. Officially, as we reported to Coco Ross at 7 a.m., the 24-hour period ending at 7 o'clock this morning, we had 1.31 inches. And in the Champaign-Urbana area, generally 1.2 to 1.8. Springfield, 1.09. St. Louis, 1.09. You go west of there a ways, around Columbia, 3.31 inches of rain.
Oh,
so some very heavy rain there. Rainfall so far in the Midwest has basically been heaviest over parts of Missouri, on into west central and central Illinois, and then on up into a swath into west central Indiana. Lafayette picking up an inch, but you get over toward Grissom Air Force Base near Peru, only 21 hundredths of an inch, and then east of there, light amounts so far, only 5 hundredths at Fort Wayne, Defiance, Ohio, 3 hundredths, Toledo, 2 hundredths, but in the Valparaiso area, 1/3 of an inch, and most of the rain has basically been across parts of northern Indiana, central Illinois, and heaviest in a swath from Champaign-Urbana on over to Springfield, and then southwestward towards St. Louis. So the harvest has ended, and ended for quite a while in those areas. All of Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan, Wisconsin going to be getting into the rain, if not already. So this is not going to be a good week for harvest. The northwest parts of the Midwest, though, will not get much in the way of precipitation. So far in Iowa, just 400s at Burlington, 200s at Ottumwa, right along the Missouri-Iowa border near I-35, only 400s of an inch. One station in north-central Iowa picking up 1/100 of an inch, but generally speaking, very light amounts in Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin is dry. South Dakota dry. Now, one area that there will really not be harvesting for a while is right along the Nebraska-Kansas border. Heavy snow is falling there right now, and it will fall for the next several hours, in some cases over an inch per hour. And so that's basically an area just near and west of St. Joseph, Missouri, just north of Kansas City is where the heaviest snow is falling, just north of Topeka, some of those northern tier counties of Kansas and southern tier counties of Nebraska getting heavy snow in a thin band there. Upper air low pressure system is sitting over the Midwest. Last week, all the models indicated that the low would probably be along the Kansas-Missouri border, and the heaviest rain would be over most of Missouri. And what's happened is it shifted eastward of what all the models said. And upper air lows, as we've talked about before, cut off from the regular flow, the regular jet stream flow, just kind of meander around, and they're very, very hard to forecast. And obviously the models last week did not have a good handle on the location of this low, because it was it ended up being about a state east of where it was predicted. That means the heaviest rain shifted eastward by about a state's worth. So that means most of Illinois, central Illinois, got into the heavier rain and steadier rain rather than being all of Missouri. So basically eastern Missouri and Illinois is where the rainfall is and will be the heaviest over the next couple of days. And the problem is this low is slowly moving. It's going to drift northward, but because of its slow movement, we'll stay wet for several days. And once the rain ends Thursday into Friday, it will take a while for the fields to dry, because we'll end up having many places having a few inches of rain. Then after that, another system could come into the eastern Corn Belt over the weekend with more rain. So it looks like this next week plus not good for harvest. Meanwhile, in South America, big changes coming to Argentina. We started to talk about that last week. The very dry areas of Cordoba and La Pampa and southwestern Buenos Aires, some of those areas may get some rain this week, especially Cordoba. La Pampa still looking to be on the dry side, but some showers. But the main production areas of Cordoba and Buenos Aires getting some rainfall for the first time in a while. And other areas farther northeast, lots of rain. So Argentina will see improved moisture. That's the growing areas. I'm Ed Kieser.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat open at 544 and a half, up four. Last trade up 8 1/4. March, 557 up a half. Last trade up 7. December wheat at the CME Group open at 542, up 3. Last trade up 7 1/2. March, 563 and a half, up 3 3/4. Last trade up 7 3/4. July, 585 up 1 1/2. Last trade up 7 1/2. December corn open at 393, up 2 1/2. Last trade up 6 1/4. July, 425 1/4, up 1 1/2. Last trade up 6 3/4. January beans open at 1001 1/4, up 4 1/4. Last trade up 9. July, 1012 1/4, up 10. Last trade up 5 1/4. December soybean meal open at 305.70, up 460. Last trade up 270. December soybean oil open at 39.07, up 46. Last trade up 22. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He's in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
What is harvest progress likely to look like on the reports this afternoon?
I'm assuming you're going to end up being 55-60% done on corn, would be my guess. Last week we had a total of 37, so I think that you've done pretty close to at least 20% over the last week. We've seen this corn dry out just a little bit, allow for a little bit better progress. Bean harvest pretty much got done, so guys have shifted over to the corn. So I'm looking for that to go fairly heavy. In beans, last week we were 75. I see no reason for us not to be in excess of 90 and actually lean towards 95% on the report tonight. It was a beautiful week to get beans done last week. So I think you take that hedge pressure out of the beans, and corn's still going to have some, but these rains are going to slow the harvest pace a little bit on corn, so we probably don't have a tremendous amount of pressure there either.
Technicals and the funds were in the driver's seat last week. Does that continue this week?
In my opinion, opinion, yes. I mean, when you look at this morning where you're sitting here with the dollar trading down 380 points back in realm of trying to challenge 75 mark, close under 75, in my opinion, takes us to lower numbers in the dollar. I think that is nothing but supportive. Your crude oil's up $1.30 today. The stock market up 100 points. Gold set new highs on the move at up $13, $14. I think you got to feel fairly positive towards the grains today, feeling like we're going to have a decent day. And at some point, we're going to go up and break the high side of these ranges that we've been trading in. Of course, in corn, the first thing is going to be to try and get a close over $4. We do have a tremendous amount of open interest in $4 calls and puts, roughly 32,000 in the call side and 16,000 on the put side. So there's a pretty good chance that we try and go away on Friday very close to the $4 mark. Once you get beyond that, you're looking at the October high up there at the 413.5 mark. And then in the beans, you've got 1025 is going to be your first real challenge. You get a close over 10 bucks, you probably go challenge 1025. You get a close above that, I don't know how far you go. Fundamentally, it's a lot harder to get bullish the beans with the good weather down in South America.
Very quickly, the calls then.
I'm going towards the highs from last night. I think you open up somewhere in that 7 to 8 range higher in the corn. The bean crush was very good, so I'm looking for beans to run up somewhere in the 10 to 15 range.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks.
That's Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company, and Brian joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and we're on the web 24/7 at willag.org.